This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Should have probably run this by Todd before the start of the program. I didn't do that, but I'll do it now. Todd, happy Monday to you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. I'm Scott Hinn. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. We got Manny on the phones and Nolan, our producer, hard at it. I'm thinking of changing the name of the show. Are you okay with that, Todd? Just for today. Just for today. Doesn't have to be every day. Although I would like it if it would be every day. Because if every day could be like today, I'd be kind of happy. Instead of what's on your mind, how about what's on your farm? What's on your farm?
Kind of fits what you're doing today, right?
Exactly right. We are just outside Arthur, North Dakota, the hometown of North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum. For anybody that's not familiar with beautiful Arthur, North Dakota. And as we do every day, we're waiting on the world to change. That's why we do what we do on What's On Your Mind. We get on the radio and show them a better way, the rest of the world. And if it could be the Arthur, North Dakota way, how things go right here on the farm of Kevin and Betty Skunis, boy, things would be good all across the fruited plain. So it is a What's On Your Farm day today on the program. We're going to chat for a good chunk of the show today with folks from the farm and Arthur, and talk a little bit about life on the farm. Why am I doing this? Well, first of all, I'm a city boy, you know, all I can claim is uncles that were in the farming game, and you know, some connections to the farming game on both my side, and my wife's side. But you know, I grew up in a small town atmosphere, thinking that food came from the grocery store. Which it does, but you know, how does it get to the grocery store? How does it happen that way? And I'm not sure that if we were to take a survey, an instant survey of all the folks across the USA today, there'd be, you know, 5-10% of them that would understand the work it takes to feed them and to feed the world. So we're doing our part today to help tell a little bit of that story. And I don't know, remember how exactly we cooked this up, but I bumped into Kevin. At one point, and said, "Boy, I'd love to come out there." And he said, "How about harvest?" I said, "You had me at harvest." And so here we are. As the harvest is underway, soybeans about done, corn kicking off, and we'll get in the combine a little later on today, and have some more of that story tomorrow. I might actually, you know, video that whole deal today, so you can watch a little bit of that on social media later today. It'd be kind of fun. So that'll be a big part of the day. We're looking forward to it. Our telephone numbers for you to join the discussion, a couple of different ways. You can call us. Remember, I said I'd say it nice and slow at the beginning of every program. That's my pledge to you, okay? Nice and slow. So here it is, 800-228-0550. If you're in farming, and I know there's a lot of our listeners that are in agriculture, does harvest feel like Christmas morning to you? That's my big question today. I don't know how it couldn't, because I think of how hard you work. I think of all the pressures you face. And we can't possibly know this. I hope to pull that out of Kevin today when we talk, just so people understand, you know, how much fuel do they go through in a day? You know, I don't know about you, but I gulp when I put, you know, $50 into a truck. Well, I mean, think what you're putting into a combine. I mean, incredible. That's just fuel. I mean, the amount of cost, the amount of pressure, the savviest business people in our state are definitely out of the agriculture world. So I would think just all those pressures all year long, and then harvest time comes, and there it is, the fruits of your labor, right? Now, there's the pressures of what's the price, who do you sell it to, and all of that, but at least you're in a position to kind of have the finish line be there. So I think this is the finish line. But again, I'm a city boy. I don't know. So I'm asking you, our fine farming friends that are listening, to answer that question. 800-228-0550. You can text us. My number to text me is 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. We always welcome email as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two things, besides my question of the day, on is harvest feel like Christmas morning? Is it the finish line for farming? I want to talk to you about. One is a fellow by the name of Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, Bismarck boy. Carson Wentz, NDSU Bison. Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagle. Yeah, that Carson Wentz. ESPN, a sports center, did a piece on a young boy from Delaware that Carson Wentz encountered that I put up yesterday on my Facebook page. I see Todd has it up on his, and you can find it anywhere. Just search Carson Wentz on YouTube, ESPN. But if you want to go to any of our Facebook pages, I'm most proud of the fact that I think I forget how many dozens of times the one that I put up has been shared, because people are just like, oh, other people have to see this. In a nutshell, here's the story. So young boy playing youth football, like 8 years old, and was just a force, just was bigger than the rest, and dominated the gridiron, right, as a little 8 year old. And they labeled him the Dutch Destroyer. Somebody called him the Dutch Destroyer. And so that led to somebody making up one of those bracelets that say Dutch Destroyer on it. So here's this little force football player who sadly has got a stomach ache one day, and they come to find out that he had cancer. And the cancer spread rather quickly, and this little guy went through chemo and managed to get home again and have a hope of getting better, and very quickly found out that it spread again. And this family lived and died Eagles football. They just absolutely loved it. And, you know, loved Carson Wentz, loved everything about it. Somebody from the hospital got a hold of the Eagles and said, hey, this little guy's in a really tough spot and he loves Carson Wentz. And instantly he gets an invite to come to Philly and meet Carson Wentz. Supposed to be like a half-hour deal. Ends up being an all-day deal. A real friendship ultimately blossoms out of this, and Carson gets to spend some significant time with him. And it was the, you know, make-a-wish of this little boy that he'd meet Carson Wentz. And so it happens. And tragically, the cancer came back, as it so often does. I hate cancer, as we all do. The cancer comes back. I mean, hating cancer is one thing. Cancer in kids, isn't that like just the most evil, awful thing in the world? You know, isn't that like your top question for God? Okay, I get cancer, and we'll probably find out, you know, what it's from and everything else, and no doubt we'll have played a part in all of it. But cancer in kids, oh my gosh. So the cancer comes back on this little guy, and he ultimately succumbs to it. And he is buried in a Carson Wentz jersey. Oh my gosh, I can hardly even talk about it. Think of that impact. Think of that impact of that Bismarck Century grad going to NDSU, playing well in football, playing for the Eagles, all that took to get there, first round draft pick, new to the game, making the impact he is, and a little boy is buried in his jersey? Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. It's just incredible. It just blows my mind. I can't even believe it. ESPN did what ESPN can do really, really well. I wish they'd do more of it and less of their politics, of how they tell the story. We've got like an 8 or 9 minute video up. If you watch that without crying, you're not human. It's just incredible. They did a phenomenal job telling the story, and the guy that is having the toughest time with it is Carson Wentz, who just can't even look at the camera, keeps looking down and talking about how football is so unimportant compared to that. And he's wearing a bracelet that says the Dutch Destroyer. And he's not taken it off since he met this little guy. Not taken that bracelet off. We are so blessed to have a North Dakota boy making that kind of an impact all across the globe. And that's the good of the NFL. And, you know, there's plenty of good. Fortunately, the bad is some people that are trying to, you know, make a political statement. But a story like this just drowns out that nonsense, just drowns it out. Incredible story. So if you get a chance today, do yourself a favor and watch that story, The Dutch Destroyer, ESPN. You can find it on my Facebook page, Todd's as well. You share it on K-Fire page too, Todd? You'll find it.
Yeah, I put it there last night.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's really an amazing story. And boy, Carson Wentz, take a victory lap. That's incredible what you're doing. And really powerful what you can do when you have an audience of one, which he clearly remembers. More coming up on What's On Your Mind Today. Your calls after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you. You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And when we talk about our energy future, you can't talk about it without talking about coal. Affordable energy, reliable energy, but a fuel source that has been under attack in a way almost unprecedented. That is certainly lightened up from a current administration but it is not let up from a group of people who are environmental extremists that don't care what you pay for power. They really don't. I mean, that's always left out of their equation. They don't care what you pay for power. So, and they don't care whether or not it's reliable and how reliable the grid is, but we do. We do. North Dakotans care. A good chunk of Minnesotans care, because guess where you're getting your power from? Affordable energy that comes from North Dakota. So find out more about their effort online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, Todd, you have got the calls there, right? And then I'll take the others here. I'm just trying to get my connections straight. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. Do me a favor. If you've seen that video, let me know what you thought when you saw it. First thing I thought of when I saw it, I was just telling Kevin and Betty, I'm a Sioux fan, through and through, green and white. But I'll never forget being in Frisco, Texas, when Chris Kleiman said, day before the national championship game, we're going to play Carson Wentz. And remember, Carson had been hurt, and so it was not likely, but we're going to play Carson Wentz. And that kid that came in was incredible, of course, did fantastic. So, you could imagine the heartache there, yet he was all in. Carson gets in, does what he does, and because he did what he did, and the ultimate victory, got the attention that he did, to go to all those combines and get noticed and then, become, the draft pick and Philadelphia Eagles. And so just think all the different pieces that had to happen, from Carson Wentz growing up in Bismarck, North Dakota, to coming to NDSU, to getting hurt in his senior year, to playing, to then getting the notice and then getting the combines, getting seen by the right people, getting drafted by who he gets drafted by, and then have the ability to have the impact that he has on a little guy in Delaware. Which really, as awesome as that story is about this little guy in Delaware, it is so small compared to the impact he's having on so many other people. Isn't that a great North Dakota story? And all I thought of when I watched that video is, that's good to be us. It just feels so North Dakota. It just feels like a great North Dakota story. Other great stories have come out of other places, I realize, but I don't know. And then, just his own personal faith journey, and that whole audience of one. Because he's not all. How many first draft picks go into the NFL and have the success he does and aren't all consumed with self, themselves? They're just, they're absorbed with them, what they bought, what they're doing, who they're seeing, everything else. And not him. Not him. No, he's impacting the life of a little kid from Delaware and so many others. It's just awesome. So I'm curious. What you thought when you saw it, if you had some of the same feelings. So, Texter says, Scotty, you have to see Only the Brave. I don't usually tear up at movies, but this one had me there. Is that a new movie? Only the Brave. I don't know. I'll check that one out. That's good. I like movies that I tear up in. Actually, believe it or not, I'll admit this, and I'll have to check in my man card, but I kind of like chick flicks. I'm more of a chick flick kind of guy, so if it makes you tear up a little bit, I'd like that. When I go to a movie, I want a good story is what I want, Another texter, sad Scott, that little guy had a dream come true. Think what him and God are talking about now. Carson is a great kid. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. That's so true. One other story I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you saw any of the Forum newspapers this weekend, but Congressman Kevin Cramer is quoted in the story. Here's how this works with the newspaper reporter, okay? Newspaper reporter sees a big pot of money for Heidi Heitkamp and sees a smaller pot of money for Kevin Cramer. And newspaper reporter says, oh, the reason Kevin Cramer isn't in the race is because he's afraid of all the money she has. See, that's how the media works. That's how their brain operates. They met their match in Kevin Cramer. I love this. So he has like $824,000 in the bank. She has $3 million some odd dollars in the bank. And so the reporter gets to the big question. So, is all that money of hers keeping you out of the race? Here's the answer from Congressman Cramer. I love this quote. Quote, if I was to announce my candidacy for the U.S. Senate, say on January 5th, I would guess by January 15th I would have as much cash on hand as she would have. The money part is the least of my concerns. He's exactly right. I mean, look, the money is not going to be the issue in the Senate race for North Dakota. It's not. For one, money doesn't win you the race. Look at Judge Roy Moore in Alabama. Ask Donald Trump. Donald Trump was outspent horribly. He didn't even put in as much money, his own money, that he said he was going to. And he didn't need to win. Roy Moore, I think, was outspent $30 million to like $3 million or something. So, but I do read from this that that Congressman Cramer is, he's been pretty honest about this all along. He goes through in this story talking about what it is. I mean, I don't think he's made a decision to run, but I think he thinks that he still can make the decision to run, and I'm guessing he likely will make the decision to run. And when you make a statement like that, I think others would say the same thing. Doesn't mean some things couldn't change, but I'm still of the opinion Heidi Heitkamp isn't for sure running. I know some people think that's crazy, but ask Byron Dorgan whether it's crazy. Byron Dorgan, everybody thought, was running. Byron Dorgan had a pile of money. The only difference is he didn't announce that he was going to run. She has, but he ultimately didn't run. And the reason, two words, he didn't run: John Hoeven. He was losing big to John Hoeven in all the polls, and so he ran for a very simple reason. He was going to lose. So he wanted to quit rather than that he was going to lose. I think if you look fairly at the polling, and, you know, evidently there's some more of it out there, everything I've seen, several people beat Heidi Heitkamp. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean, are you afraid of her fundraising or anything else? It means she's in political trouble. And she knows that. She sees the same numbers. So I think she's hoping for some sort of a sea change. Maybe she thinks the tax reform thing will change it. That means, by the way, she's got to vote for it. And I'm not convinced. My theory on the whole tax reform thing with her is that she was going to vote for it anyway. It's a 74% issue in North Dakota, so she almost has to. So then she'd go through the sort of courtship, if you will, to look like, should I not, to get the attention, and that's worked. But I think in the end, even if she does, I don't think North Dakotans go, oh, Heidi's with us now. I think they say that's a political vote. I don't think it changes her political fortunes. But this is kind of fun to talk about. This is what we do as we head into the election time. Another texter here says, wow, sad to hear about Ryan Rauschenberger, tax commissioner. Do you think he will keep his job? It was sad to hear because clearly there are some issues there related to an addiction or something related to alcohol use or abuse. And I think Ryan Rauschenberger is a great tax commissioner. I think he is very smart. I've been impressed with him every single time I've ever interviewed him on any topic. And I would like to see him get the help he needs. I don't think this idea that somehow because you have a problem that you need help with, that you can't be in public office. So I know that political opponents will say, oh, should he keep his job? That's an unimportant question and topic related to him getting better. And that's what I'll be rooting for. More coming up on What's On Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is this a listener that's telling me a happy birthday? Or is it you telling me that, Todd? I can't tell.
Well, both, actually, but it came from a text, and I didn't realize, and I looked, and sure enough, happy belated birthday, Scott Haddon.
Well, thank you. It was yesterday. Yeah, I had a great, had a fine time. I haven't said thank you to all the fine people on Facebook either. I'm convinced that Facebook was created to let you know when it's somebody else's birthday. I think that's pretty much the single most important function of Facebook. Everybody knows everybody's birthday, right? Oh, my gosh. And then I feel like I'm being some kind of a slouch if I don't, acknowledge it with at least a like, right? Isn't that rude to say thank you when somebody says happy birthday? So, yeah, 53 yesterday. Had a fine day. Yep, fine day. We slept in a little, went to late mass, and went to lunch. What else did we do? I celebrated a birthday with a little Labradoodle at home. Yeah. So.
Aww.
Yeah. And we both put party hats on, and somebody took video of it. And if it ever gets on Facebook, they're dead. They're dead. Absolutely 100% dead. So, anyway, thank you for that very much.
Crying out loud.
Fine little birthday. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. How do they do that? Well, they connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's one way to do it. Actually, farm fields, because soy diesel will be another example. So North Dakota's farm fields connected up with North Dakota's oil fields. And also, they are home of the 4-for-4 special. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce soda, and two of the best cookies on earth. Oh, my gosh, those cookies are good. Do they have the cookies here at the PetroServe in Arthur? The really, really good ones? Oh, they should. I'm going to talk to Kent about that. But you get the choice at the pump, so you get, E85 all the way down to E10, and they're in Bismarck and Mandan, and if you come down 94, you're going to find a beautiful location in Valley City. Of course, Castleton up here in Arthur, there are locations as well, two in Castleton, actually. And then you got West Fargo and Fargo and Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, up to Bemidji, down to Wahpeton, and now Grafton, and as well the Valley Dairy Stores in the Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family as well. One of our fine sponsors on the program. What's on your farm is the newly labeled title of today's program, because we are guests today of Kevin and Betty Schoonis outside Arthur, North Dakota, spending some time on their farm. Kevin, thank you for doing this.
Great to have you here, Scott. Appreciate it.
This is the best smelling studio I've ever had in my life. So your wife is obviously a wonderful cook.
Absolutely. And if I have a face for radio and a body for radio, if you'd see me, then you'd probably know that she is a great cook.
You and me both. well, anyway, is this like are we at Christmas morning here for you as a farmer? Is harvest what you live for all year?
Absolutely, you know. So a lot of people in this world, of course, you know, live for a paycheck, and we're no different here. But we have to wait once a year for a paycheck, and harvest time is a great time of year. Gets real busy. It's a lot of hard work. I've got a lot of great people on the farm here that help me out, and it's just like Christmas morning, going out there and seeing the fruits of your labor.
You grew up on this farm.
Absolutely.
And now obviously run the farm with your sons as well. What's different?
Well, you know, what's different is, so we're looking out of our house here about 100 yards away is the house I grew up in. Things were a lot different in the, you know, 60s and 70s. You know, my mom would cook all the meals at harvest, let's say, and North Dakota was more of a wheat, barley, few soybeans, some sugar beets, in those days. And we'd go out and we'd harvest. She'd show up in her car. We'd all shut down. We'd get try and find some shade, maybe a tree claim at the end of the field. You know, she'd bring out the TV dinners. And we'd have them first around, and then she'd save the tins, and then she'd put her own meals in those, and she'd bring those out. We'd, you know, shut down for half hour, 40 minutes, sit and eat dinner. What we call, well, lunch, I suppose. We always call it dinner. We'd have dinner, and then we'd go back to combining for the rest of the day.
And what you were using then for equipment versus what you're using now, you know, give me that the difference maker modern agriculture has meant for you.
Oh, well, it's hugely different. In the last 40 years, equipment on the farm has really come a long way. You know, I have a lot of hours on an A John Deere, you know, plowing wheat stubble in the fall with the three bottom plow, and you just go out there, and that was job security. You know, you'd go out in the morning on an 80 acre field, and you know, you could hardly make a difference in a day. But you know, now that same 80 acres, if we're to till that, takes you about an hour. You know, we're well, hour and a half, 2 hours, I guess would be fair to say. And the combines are the same. You know, my mom and I used to run combine together. That's a few years when my sister would probably make us lunch and bring it out. So we had a 141 International without a cab. You know, you're just out there, and if it got too dusty, you'd stand up and, you know, try and keep the dust, hold your collar together on your shirt so the dust didn't get down your shirt. And then you'd turn around, go the other way into the wind, and it was real nice for half hour, something like that, till you got to the other end, turned, went back the other way. So things have come a long way. You know, our combines now, of course, you pay for the luxuries, but, you know, air-conditioned cabs. We have auto steer in the combine. We're mapping our yields. You know, digital farming has come a long way, too. You know, we are absolutely all in for digital farming. We can map our yields. We can know what inputs we put on. We can take our map, and if we see a spot out in our field that isn't producing, we can take that map into the elevator in Arthur, the Arthur companies. I can show it to Josh. He's our agronomist in there. I can show him this spot. He can put a pin on that spot. He can send his soil test guy out there and take a soil test of that exact spot if we aren't grid testing. And we on our farm don't do an awful lot of grid testing, but he can go out and soil sample that spot that wasn't producing so we can try and find out what we can do to help that produce, because we're all about efficiencies. We're all about growing as much as we can, because in these days, I just looked at the market this morning. Corn and beans are both down a little bit. I didn't catch what wheat was doing, but we need to be very, very efficient to try and make a profit. And we are businessmen as farmers. Don't anybody get us wrong. I think this is a noble profession, but we're businessmen. At the end of the year, we have to produce. So, you know, that goes a long way in being sustainable and making a profit on the farm.
You know, that's what I think most people don't understand, is the level of business acumen it takes to run a farm, right? We sort of have this nostalgic idea of a family farm. I mean, in this, you know, the family farm of our parents, grandparents, great grandparents' days long gone, right? These are big businesses.
This is fairly good sized business, yeah. You know, so you know, when I started farming, you probably needed $100 or $200 an acre gross to make it. Well, you know, we're probably spending on a corn acre now, if you figure your average yield, you know, your APH, and if you take that and you divide it by, you know, what your gross expenses are on the farm, we're probably needing about $4 a bushel for corn, really, to break even on an average crop. Now, if we get a better crop, that helps that. You know, so then the price per bushel comes down. But, you know, on an average crop, on an average year, our inputs have come down slightly in the last few years. I haven't done an analysis just lately on what our average price needs to be per bushel. But, you know, most of us are farming at a deficit the last couple of years, and that kind of hurts. We're using some of our cash available to keep farming. And so it's a bit of a farming's in a almost a crisis area right now. And, you know, you need to be a good operator and get the most out of your farm that you can.
We're chatting with Kevin Skunas, who is, by the way, president of the National Corn Growers Association, and as well, farms near Arthur, North Dakota. Any questions or comments, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can text me, too, at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd takes your text, too, 226-8503. What do you think you're spending fuel a day on the farm? You talked about input costs. I mean, just that's the kind of things I don't even think we comprehend.
So, you know, in the fall for harvest. Now we run basically one combine. You know, one big combine on our acres. So we're out, you know, probably out there combining. We're running a grain cart tractor alongside that. We're probably also doing some tillage. You know, the combine's going to burn about 250 gallons a day of diesel fuel. The tractor that's tilling is probably going to burn about 300 gallons a day, and the tractor that's running the grain cart in the field is, you know, probably 70 to 100 gallons a day of fuel. So we're looking at 600 or 700 gallons of fuel just for our three outfits at times, you know, $2 a gallon or two plus a gallon. So, you know, that's a lot of money in a day. Then take the farms who have multiple combines, multiple tractors going, so you can just, you know, increase that by multiples of what our operation is. So it's a big expense. You know, labor is the big expense, but you cannot do all this by yourself. You know, I have a great crew here on the farm. Tim's farm with me, a longtime hired man, my hired man's son. You know, we're all in for this. You know, you said I'm president of the National Corn Growers Association. That's going to take me off the farm several times this year. But I like to think that I'm indispensable, but they seem to get it done awfully well when I'm gone. And some days that's a little hard to deal with. But you think you're
right? Everything's fine. Sure, yeah. You're sure everything's fine.
Call me if you need me, and they never call. Absolutely, they're a great job, a great group of guys I have. They do a great job.
So today we're going to do a little combining of corn.
Yes.
And as we go, you're going to get an idea of how your yield's doing.
Yep.
What have you seen so far?
Well, that's a tough question, Scott. So actually what we've seen so far, we've been pretty close to Arthur. We got awfully dry in the last part of July and all through August. And, you know, the moisture of the corn is good. You were probably from the 16 to 18% moisture, which is good. We're not going to spend an awful lot of money on propane. But the yields have been pretty disappointing so far. We're going to have some better corn, but the first three fields we've been in kind of dried out pretty bad and a little disappointing. I mean, and we are coming off a record year last year, so disappointing can mean a couple of things. You know, are we pretty close to average? Yeah, pretty close. But, you know, like I just said, you know, when we're figuring out what we need per bushel, you know, we're looking at a good crop every year. We'd like to have a bumper crop every year, but we're not going to have it this year.
Take a short break, come back and chat with more. I want to talk with Kevin a little bit about National Corn Growers and some things happening there. Obviously, there is some interesting things happening at NDSU with that Genome Center as well, and talk a little bit about some of the research that's happening. So lots to cover. Any questions or comments you have, and more on what's on the farm coming up, too, on the program. Quick programming note, I'm filling in tonight for Chris Berg on 6:30 Point of View. You can watch that on West Dakota Fox at, is it 9:30 or 10:30, Tom? I forget when it ends out west.
And 9:30.
9:30, okay. 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4. Guests tonight will include Governor Doug Burgum after the first meeting of the Diversion Task Force, as well as Senator Tom Campbell. And we have some news in that race that we're going to share with you as well. So stay tuned for that. That's tonight on TV. Back with more What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's Sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white.
the Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, your choice $2.29, all month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing the impact of hands-on safety training.
Now, when you look at the OSHA regulations, you'll notice that there's numerous training requirements in there where the training must develop skills and proficiency. Without that hands-on, you're very limited in what level of training you can actually achieve. Think of it this way. If you have a son or a daughter and you're going to give them a driver's license, do you want them to just sit through a classroom and learn how to drive a car, or do you want to put them behind the wheel of the car and teach them, give them hands-on training with the vehicle? We're going to be able to put them in heavy equipment like aerial lift, scissor lift, boom lift, dirt equip, help them develop not just a safety understanding, but skills development training to help them operate that equipment more safely.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, you're right. This is what we need more of instead of the politics. Hang in there.
Maybe referring to our conversation on the farm here, or the Carson Wentz conversation, or
all of the above.
All of the above, yeah. Well, that's what we're here for, folks, just to make you happy. Happy to do it. Back on What's on Your Mind, coming up at the bottom of next hour, Dr. Alveda King will join us. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. She is going to be in Fargo and Moorhead later this week, Wednesday night. There's something called Cupcakes for Life. It's an eighth annual fundraiser. The Shanley Teens for Life go to Washington, D.C. every year for the March for Life. And she's here for the fundraiser for that. So we're going to talk with her a little bit about her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King, and also her cause, civil rights for the unborn. So looking forward to that conversation coming up on the program, too, a little later on. More of our conversation with Kevin Schoonis in a moment. We're live at the Schoonis Farm outside Arthur, North Dakota. Love Arthur. Great little community. And, in fact, I believe you were classmates with our governor. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So have you got any stories about, was he really that great a basketball player? Because he, you know, all those, remember those campaign ads? He saw a lot of those basketball shots. Was he?
Doug could do about anything with basketball. Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yep.
He was pretty darn good, huh?
Yep. Yep.
Did you ever think he'd be governor someday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, probably thought, but, you know, it had gotten far enough in that probably hadn't thought about that for a while. But I knew Doug could do anything he set his mind to, so.
I mean, kids in high school don't think of that stuff, but I mean, was there a time in high school where you really thought of this guy's got something going here?
Probably not in high school for governor, but any time after that, you know, whenever you would listen to Doug speak, he was our 10-year reunion, he was our MC for our high school class, and you know, you just knew then that he could do anything he wanted. He stood up in front of us and just talked for an hour. He just talked for an hour.
And
it was fun.
And sometimes you listen to people who talk for an hour and you start looking at your watch, but
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
with Doug, do you?
Absolutely not.
You don't. You learn and you get a little motivated and, you know, excited about it. It's fun. By the way, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. They have two locations, one in Mandan, also in Frontier, just south of Fargo, exit 60 off of I-29. Two things I want you to know about High Plains Apache. One, best warranty in the business. They don't come any better. It really is a businessman sprayer all the way. And the Apache sprayer is really the best of the best. Also, they have the ET Ag Center at both locations. So not only for Apache sprayers, but any brand of sprayer, you need a part, they got it. It's a big deal. You don't want to be down, you don't want downtime. And they have 50,000 parts in stock in both locations at High Plains Apache. So if they don't have it out of that group, they'll get it to you at your door in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, or in Mandan. I want to ask you a little bit about your time as president of the National Corn Growers. This is quite a commitment, right? You go in as like a 3-year officer and travel and do all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, it's a 3-year commitment. So we have a first vice president. That's what I just got finished with. I took over president as October 1st. Then you're a year as president, and then we have a chairman of the board your last year. So you kind of build you up to the crescendo, and then that last year kind of lets you down. But it is quite a commitment. You know, we could probably have some presidents have done up to about 200 days either away from their farm or doing maybe conference calls or local meetings. So it's a very big commitment, and I'm really, really honored that I'm able to do this. So.
What do you want to accomplish? What do you want your mark to be on the Corn Growers Association?
Well, you know, our number one priority as the National Corn Growers is ethanol. I told you earlier that our livestock industry is our best customer, but to get rid of that top part of our grain supply, we do need ethanol. But probably the biggest thing this year is, of course, we know that we'll have our farm bill is going to expire next year. And getting a new farm bill done is going to be absolutely crucial, and I'm looking forward to playing a big part in that. We'll need to meet with the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. National Corn, you know, we're working together with all the other commodity groups because we know that we've been told that the number one priority in this next farm bill is crop insurance. We need a robust crop insurance policy, and this year really highlights that. Let's talk about North Dakota for a minute. We had, you know, three sections in North Dakota. Yeah, I told you that maybe our corn yields were a little disappointing. We had some hail, we had some dry, but, you know, we have a pretty decent crop. But the western third of North Dakota just burned up all summer long. Crop insurance is very important to them, and, you know, we need to keep that robust. You know, we also need, we have MAP and FMD, which is the Foreign Market Development and the Market Access Program for our exports. Another way to grow demand is to export our products. And we're looking to maybe double our financing in those, and we'll do that through USDA and the new farm program. And the third part of that is our titles. Title I, you know, the ARC and the PLC, county ARC and the PLC is very, very important. We're looking forward to improving what we can do on that. We think the next farm bill will probably look a lot like the current farm bill. We need to fix some of the issues. We had some NAS surveys in some of the counties across the country, and North Dakota highlighted that, where not enough surveys got sent in, so some counties did not have a published NAS yield. We do have some provisions that the state FSA committees can take care of some of that, but if we can fix that part of the current farm bill, it should look pretty close moving ahead, and we think it's very important that we get it done on time.
Well, you sure hear the concerns on crop insurance, but I've not heard much pushback, right? Does anybody disagree that the crop insurance portion of the Farm Bill needs to remain pretty close to what it is now?
Well, we certainly have our detractors, but we're working on it. We think that, you know, the part of it is the subsidy part of it. You know, producers pay the insurance, but there's a subsidized portion. And if that would go away for any of our producers, that probably takes the cream of the crop out of our insurance. And then you're insuring maybe not the best acres, and then maybe that it could fail. So we're concerned about that.
Well, and more coming up. We're on the farm today. Not what's on your mind, what's on the farm. More coming up after this. Don't go away, folks.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.